Hello. My name is Oscar. Hi, sir. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll about important issues facing Ector County. We would like to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. This is very quick, about 7 minutes tops. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or things are going on the wrong track?
Don't know.
In general.
Some things are off track.
But in general, would you say right track or wrong track, sir?
Wrong.
Wrong track. Very well. Let's move on. What, in your opinion, what is the most important issue facing Ector County nowadays?
Property taxes is one of them.
Let me see. High taxes, you say, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we want the top issue in your opinion, high taxes. Very well. How would you rate the economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
They're getting worse.
So would you rate it as fair or poor right now?
Fair right now.
Fair, okay. 5 years from now, do you think the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Worse off.
Worse off. Oof. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the job of any close family members in Ector County? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Well, I don't work anymore, so I'm retired.
Sure.
But
we want your point of view. How do you feel about it? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all?
Concerned.
Somewhat or very concerned?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how would you rate Ector County on each one of them. The first one is a shared vision and effective plan for economic development and job growth. Would you say that is excellent, good, fair, or poor in Ector County?
Fair.
Fair. How about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Fair.
Fair as well. Very well, sir. How would you rate public transportation?
I'm glad my truck runs.
Okay, that says it all. Excellent. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Since I cannot choose for you, you have to tell me.
poor.
Poor. Okay, I kind of understood that, but I mean, you have to tell me. Okay, next one is having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainments. How would you rate Ector County in that department? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you, sir. Now, how about public safety and low crime? Wow.
Oh, don't even get me started on that.
Okay. I only got four choices, though.
Yeah. When a brand new trailer gets stolen out of your driveway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brand new, huh?
Brand new.
Lord have mercy.
Just brought it home and parked it, and I was getting it ready to go, and hadn't had time to get insurance on it.
Jesus.
I paid cash for it. Jeez.
That's a low blow, sir. That's a low blow.
Yeah, it is.
So, I'm guessing it's poor, but you have to tell me.
Poor, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's what we're trying to do to get the feel of people on the different important issues. But that's, I mean, what you're saying I don't imagine how would I feel if I, even if it's not a truck, just a car, simple car, man. You just park it in front of your house and then you get up, get out of the house and don't find it no more there. I don't know how would I feel.
Yeah, well, years ago when I lived on Everglade, I lost a brand new pickup.
Oh, wow.
A V71 Chevy. Didn't have but, 10,000 miles on it.
Brand new,
right
practically?
Right out of the driveway. They found it. They found it 3 years later or 2 years later, something like that. And when they called me, they said, you don't want it back.
That says it all, right? Okay, let's keep on going. How about being able to get from place to place with little traffic? Would you rate that as excellent, good, fair, or poor in Exeter County?
Poor.
Poor, all right. Yeah,
I used to live out there close to L.A., and it'd take me forever to get to work on the freeway. It's getting just about as bad here.
And you were hoping it would be get easier right in Exeter County, right? Okay.
Yeah.
How about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture? How would you rate Exeter County in that department? Welcoming and inviting to people of the diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
I don't have a feel for that.
I understand. Sure. But you can tell me you feel it's excellent, good, fair, or poor.
I don't really know.
Don't know. Okay, if you really don't know, you can. I will answer you that you don't know. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
All right. But I have to wait until you tell me so to use that particular choice. How about the availability of affordable housing? How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm just glad I've been in my house since 99, so.
Wow. So do you feel it's excellent, good, fair, or poor in Exeter County right now?
I don't have a feel for that either. I don't know.
Oh, so you have not been on the house market for a long time, huh? Very well.
No, and I mean, I've had several people run at me wanting to sell mine, but, What would you do if you did?
so would you don't know about that particular question?
I don't have a feel for that.
All right, very well. How about the quality of public schools? How do you feel about that?
Well, being retired, obviously we need help because some of the things that they're trying to teach our kids.
Don't get me started on that.
Yeah, are out in left field. And I think we need to relook at the whole school system.
Okay, very well. But at this particular moment in time, would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor in Exeter County?
Poor, I guess.
Poor, okay. How about the availability of quality health care?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you.
I think we need some help there.
Mm-hmm. How about this particular question? Having natural beauty and physical setting, how would you say Exeter County rate on that department?
we're not beautiful out here.
Well, you can tell me how you feel about it. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. Well, it being the desert, I mean, there's still some beauty out there. The availability.
Yeah, in the desert, yeah, but you're talking about the town itself, right?
Well, we're talking about the whole county in general. Okay, the availability.
Which is,
yes, sir?
Which is the town.
Okay.
Yeah, fair.
How about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds in nature? How would you rate the county on that department?
That's fair.
Fair, very well. And effective leadership from elected officials?
Well, some are good and some are bad, you know.
I mean, so average, in average?
Well, on average,
excellent, good, fair, poor. You tell me.
Fair.
Fair. Thank you, sir. And how, well, you're retired, but this question is for people who are still in the work environment, offering job opportunities in your field. How do you feel about that? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
In the environment?
Offering job opportunities in your field. How do you feel that this have excellent opportunities, good, fair, or poor?
Well, if they're after my job, they, you know, I welcome them to it.
We're going to have it.
You better have some money.
All right. So, but in general, how would you say that in your field? I mean, there's excellent opportunities, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay, moving on, sir. Moving on quickly. I know your time is valuable. Please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. The first type of people mentioned is people living below the poverty line. Do you think Hector County is an excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live for that kind of people?
You know, I don't know.
Don't know. Okay, that's fair enough. For racial and ethnic minorities, would you say it's an excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live? Racial and ethnic minorities.
I would think it's probably good.
Good, thank you. For entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
I would think it's pretty good. Good opportunities there.
Okay, so would you say excellent or just good?
I would think good.
Good, very well. For families with children, is Hector County is a good, excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live for families with children?
Well, having, you know, my kids are older, so.
Sure.
And I really don't have a handle on that anymore because, you know, all my friends are my age and.
Sure. You know, the children are grown up.
Yeah. So I really can't honestly answer that one.
Okay. So I shall enter you as the domino. Should I be, is that fair?
Okay.
No, you have to tell me. I cannot choose the answer for you.
Okay. Domino? What was it again?
The choices are families with children. If it's a, Hector County is a good, I mean, excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live.
And don't you know me, at this point.
Don't know. Very well. If you don't know, just tell me because that's a fair answer as well. You cannot say something that you are not aware of. I mean, and for immigrants from other countries, how about that? Would you say Hector County is an excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live?
It's a good place compared to some of the other places.
Sure. I understand what you're saying. And for recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
College people?
Yeah, college graduates looking to enter the job market. Recent college graduates. Would you say it's an excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live?
If they're majoring in, you know, engineering or something related that they could go into the oil field with, it would be good, very good.
Good. Yeah, I understand that. But in general, would you stick with good, excellent, good, fair, or poor? Would you say, want to say with good? Do you?
I would just say, yeah, I would say good overall.
Very well. And how about for people like you? For people like you, you know, Is that excellent place to live, good place to live, fair or poor?
It used to be better. Mm-hmm. And I think it's gotten, I'd say poor.
Poor, okay. Things are getting tough all over. Okay, and for retiring people,
yeah.
Retirees, how would you categorize that? For retirees, people retiring, excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live?
If they're just fixing to retire?
Yes.
I don't think it's one of the better places to live for.
Oh, I see. So would you say this is fair, good, fair, or poor, though?
Fair.
Fair, very well. One more in this particular line of question, and we're almost done. For young, single people, would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or a poor place to live, Hector County?
I don't know because I'm not young.
We are in the same boat. So we are in the same boat. Okay, don't know is don't know. Let's move on.
Yeah, I'm a young man, but yeah.
Okay, we all were young men at some point in time, right?
Yeah.
How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or just poor?
Fair.
Thank you, sir. Almost done. Over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Well, I think it's going to get worse because if we keep bringing more people into this area, we're not equipped to handle them.
I see. So you think it will deteriorate, get worse?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Let me ask you, what is the primary reason you think the quality of life will deteriorate? Because of the lack of opportunities, lack of business opportunities, poor general economic conditions in the area, poor educational opportunities for children and others, poor leadership, vision, action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, will remain dependent on oil and gas industry, environmental concerns, crime and drugs, cost of living or illegal immigration. What would be the main reason for, the quality of life deteriorating?
The infrastructure. We don't have the infrastructure, water, electrics, gas that properly done, we never have caught up with the growth.
I see. Would you categorize that as poor economic conditions in the area or poor leadership, ambition, and action from local government?
Well, it definitely has something to do with we've grown too fast and, economically we haven't kept up with
I'm just trying to categorize your answer. I understand what you're saying, but I have to enter it in one of the categories that I have available. Poor general economic conditions in the area, poor leadership, vision, and action from general government in addressing major issues.
It'd have to be poor leadership.
Poor leadership. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with visions and plans for economic development in Hector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar, sir, with economic development?
Not
at all. Not too familiar.
Not at all.
Not at all. Very well. Moving on. How confident are you in the visions, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident. Thank you, sir. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal. making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not familiar.
Not too familiar or not at all?
Not too familiar.
Thank you, sir. Almost done. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all?
Not too confident.
Not too confident. Very well. Let's move on. And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Would you say you are very likely to move, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely in the next 5 years?
I'm not looking at this point in time, so...
So not too likely or not at all likely?
Not too likely.
Not too likely, okay. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household, and we're wrapping things up right now. What is the highest level of education that you have completed, sir?
College.
Some college or a bachelor's?
No, just some college.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Mainly Republican.
Republican, thank you, sir. And for classification purposes, what is your age, please?
78.
Thank you, sir. And do you have a do you have a school age child living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
No.
My dog's pretty smart, but
I bet. The dog don't go to school though.
well,
perhaps it does.
I take
okay.
him to school every day.
All right. I understand. Let's wrap things up. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
Wow, that's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm white.
White, thank you so much, sir. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Well, I used to be, but there's nobody here that's working. My son was in the oil field for a long time, but
is he still working on the oil fields?
He's a mechanic now.
No, right. We want to know if somebody actually is working right now on the gas or oil industry. Is that a no or a yes?
No. There's nobody but me living here.
And you're retired already, right?
Yeah, and he's 39, so...
Okay.
And my daughter's 54.
Thank you, sir. Let's wrap things up. Is your annual household income below $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, or $75,000 and above?
I think we can go by that. I don't think that's really a prudent question.
Okay. Oh, very well. If you choose
not to
answer the question, just tell me, sir. I mean, I just have to ask if you don't want...
Yeah, we can just move by that.
Very well. So I don't want to answer this question, just to be clear. Is that correct?
Yes. Correct.
Very well. Let's move on. Are you currently... I know the answer to this question, but I need to read 100% verbatim, so bear with me. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
Retired.
Retired. I know that. I'm bound to ask. So bear with me, please. And this is a gender question. Please don't take it the wrong way. Just part of the survey. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
That's what I said. I'm glad I made you happy.
I don't go for that.
We come from a different time, sir. I'm not a spring chicken myself. We come from a different time.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Okay, this concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Very much appreciated. Have a wonderful night.
Yeah, make sure you vote.
We need
to get Biden and his group out.
We'll do that, sir.
They're tearing up the country.
Have a good night, sir. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you.